morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller for Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about mountains full of ore. In 1906, the country is said to be full of prospect holes and only need the coming of a railroad to make development profitable. Copper, silver, and gold are found in greatest abundance. Deposits of galena, and that's the natural form of lead sulfide. They've been found at the head of the lake, and one of the six molybdenite mines of the world is at Lake Chelan. The most important mine in the district is the Holden property near Railroad Creek. The mine has a quantity of low-grade copper carrying a small quantity of gold and silver. Chelan miners believe that the output of copper from the mine will someday equal the output of some of the mines of the Butte District. Somewhere in the unexplored part of Chelan District, there are some very rich gold and silver mines. Float silver ore has been picked up on the shores of the lake. The undiscovered gold mine consists of a rich ore and has a tragic history. The mine was found by two prospectors about 1875. They left on a trip to Portland for material and supplies. Soon after their return, the next year, they were killed by the Indians. A few years later, a soldier in a company following retreating Indians in the outbreak of 1877 found the mine. When discharged from the service, they started for Chelan to file the claim. They reached Wenatchee, and there the soldier was killed by accidental discharge of a rifle. Before he died, he tried to tell his companions the location of the ledge, but was unable to. His companions kept on, and when they arrived at the lake, they bribed an Indian to take them to the mine. The Indian was thrown from a bucking horse and killed. Another Indian was hired, and he was accidentally killed. A third Indian volunteered to show the prospectors the mine, but while tying a pack saddle on a horse, he was kicked on the head and killed. The three sudden deaths of their friends aroused the superstitious fears of the Indians, and from that day, the red men can't even be induced to point in the direction of the mine. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.